We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Fine viewers in Palabwam. That means welcome in Douala, a language spoken in the country of Cameroon. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on CIAT SAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hob Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel Z26 on Fa Tanger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himora Cable TV. In Suk Batur, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervisions Channel 47. In Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hutut on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com, with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand allocates $3.3 million to help save native trees. In science news, Canadian researchers find signs of planet formation outside the Milky Way. In animal welfare news, a United Kingdom Royal Marine is honored for rescuing canines in Afghanistan. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 13th, is St. Lucia's National Day, the Festival of Lights and Renewal, which honors St. Lucy, whose name means light. Lantern-making events are held and towns are decorated with festive lights. Other activities include musical performances, cultural and religious celebrations, as well as sporting events. A picturesque Caribbean island, St. Lucia contains the majestic volcanic twin peaks of Gros Piton and Petit Piton on the country's west coast. They make up part of the Piton's management area, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish the illuminating residents of St. Lucia a joyful National Day.
Fly-in news. Volcano erupts in Nicaragua. On Friday, December 11th, the 1,610-meter-high Concepcion volcano erupted, spewing 150-meter columns of gas and smoke into the air and blanketing three nearby villages with ash. The volcano, along with its dormant twin Medaras from Ometepe, is a popular tourist island located in Lake Nicaragua with a population of 35,000. There have fortunately been no reports of damage or injury. Thank heavens for the safety of the residents nearby the Concepcion volcano. May such dangerous situations be alleviated as Earth's balance is restored through our increasingly eco-conscious ways.
Floods wreak havoc in Sri Lanka. Unceasing heavy rains since Wednesday have caused widespread flooding in eastern Sri Lanka, with thousands of families affected. The region's Disaster Management Center also noted numerous mudslides, making roads impassable in many places, as well as more than 1,000 acres of crops inundated. Thankfully, no fatalities, injuries, or major damage have been reported thus far. We pray for the soon recovery of the flood-affected to their productive lives, wishing that such disturbing events are soon a thing of the past as we adopt lifestyles of greater consideration for all beings.
Spain donates to UNICEF. The government of Spain has signed an agreement with the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, to provide $336 million over the next 3 years in support of the agency's programs. Supported programs will include increased child protection, basic education, and building children's rights into government policies. Because it is a multi-year commitment, the funding is also intended to address the root cause of certain issues in the hope of more effectively resolving them. Providence bless Spain for your generous support to improve children's welfare in the world. Blessed be endeavours as yours in bringing comfort and sustenance to brighten the lives of future generations.
European and Asian media meet to foster dialogue. Hosted by Russian news agency RIA Novosti in Moscow, the fourth European and Asian Media Forum gathered over 150 leading media managers from the Commonwealth of Independent States, or CIS, and Baltic countries to encourage further communication and innovation. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev also spoke at the meeting, where he affirmed his support for media openness and honesty, as he stated, "Hearing each other better, understanding each other better, and absorbing the information being created in our countries better without any blinkers or ideological bias is a very good goal." Our appreciation, Your Excellency, Commonwealth of Independent States and Baltic media representatives, for your dedication to harmonious relations. May our Earth grow ever more in peace as good-hearted news is shared among all people.
Compassion is the language of animals. Our canine companions are known to bring comfort and joy to the lives of humans through their innocence and unconditional loyalty. Without needing words, dogs express a wide range of feelings, sensitivity, and deep sense of service toward others. Some people are also able to understand the inner workings of dogs and other animals through their inner telepathic communication. in a recent interview conducted by Irish radio host Mr. Louise Kings to be featured in the December 16th special relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared glimpses of her life with her expanded family of dog and bird companions, as well as with other animals, explaining that all people can rediscover this gift.
To communicate telepathically with animals, we use the universal language of love. Once we are able to communicate with the animal friend, they could open doors for us to communicate with other animals as well, and open doors to many other wonders, knowledge of the universe. The inner world of animals is one of heart-to-heart understanding. Animals do not feel the need to talk a lot, yet they understand so much more. It's good to offer our true friendship and enjoy their presence. Then we will certainly feel a wonderful inner connection with our beloved animals, naturally. We can relearn it with practice, and of course, a cruelty-free diet, meaning no animal products, does help tremendously.
Our thanks go to the Irish Dog Journal and journalist Miss Louise Kings for sharing with the public about becoming more in tune with our canine companions and other animal friends. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's understanding and compassion toward other beings. May more harmony and appreciation be fostered in our ecosphere as humanity turns to kinder treatment of our blessed co-inhabitants.
This article in the Irish Dog Journal will be available on Wednesday, December 16th at Eason Stores, one of Ireland's largest book and stationery retailers, or online at irishdogjournal.com. For Eason store locations, please visit www.eason.ie/stores.
Please tune in for the broadcast of this interview at a later date on Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Americans and Russians share common interests.
US and Russia further their country's diplomacy. Building on the commitment by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and US President Barack Obama to deepen and enrich connections between the peoples of both nations, a working group has successfully completed a first round of meetings. Participants representing various sectors from both Russia and the United States reached consensus on academic and athlete exchange initiatives in the areas of education, culture, and sports. The groups also plan to identify and implement a range of media cooperation endeavors. Our sincere congratulations, Russia, United States, and all participants on this meaningful endeavor. May your countries flourish in trust, friendship, and peace.
New Lens offers Super 20/20 Vision. The Light Adjustable Lens, or LAL, made by US company Calhoun Vision and now being offered by several doctors in the United Kingdom, optimizes vision and allows people to see in high definition without the need for glasses or contacts. Made from photosensitive silicone, the light adjustable lens replaces the natural lens in the eye and can be adjusted externally using light at a certain wavelength. The first ophthalmic surgeon to use the lens, Bobby Qureshi of the London Eye Hospital, said, "Unlike a conventional lens, you can almost guarantee 20/20 vision because you can change and make sure you have corrected any problems." What an exciting new development. Many thanks, Calhoun Vision researchers, for this promising advancement. May your work continue to bring improvements to the gift of sight in many people.
Thanks very much.
Save our planet.
Please help the world.
Livestock reduction is key for Copenhagen's deep emission reduction goals. At the two-week United Nations Climate Change Conference in Denmark, discussions have continued to revolve around how much global temperatures should be allowed to rise, with low-lying countries vulnerable to sea level rise calling for no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius increase. Even at this level, many, such as the tiny island nation of Tuvalu, are likely to be submerged.
But a new study was presented at the conference on Saturday that highlights a very important component in limiting temperature rise. Supreme Master Television's correspondent is on location at the Danish capital with this report.
as delegates waiting on proposals leading up to final agreement, a summarized draft document calls for more drastic emission reductions than have been committed to thus far by industrialized nations. In addition, for the first time, text had been proposed that will allow interstate cooperation to help countries with anticipated relocation of possibly millions of global warming refugees.
These money should be used for public support for adaptation, mitigation and capacity building with an emphasis on the least developed countries.
Meanwhile, Brazil stepped up efforts to protect the Amazon rainforest, a vital climate regulator whose deforestation is a major source of greenhouse gases.
Brazil is the only country who really came to weeks ago, before any other country, with a very straightforward proposition. Target of curbing of CO emissions between 36% and 39%, and 8% of reduction of deforestation in the Amazon areas.
A new study released on Saturday at the Copenhagen conference found that livestock raising is the biggest source of greenhouse gases at more than 50%, and that about 75% of total Amazon deforestation was to clear grazing land for cattle. Brazilian sociologist Marley Winkler has more to share about this message.
If you really want to mitigate greenhouse gases, you must address the meat production.
The Brazilian government announced this week that it will use satellite surveillance in an effort to ensure that cattle ranchers do not destroy more land than they are already allotted, and that violators will not be granted permits to transport their cattle to be slaughtered.
We need a big effort. Brazil, it's a net producer of meat. So we have to make more than a campaign and make people more aware that for the health of us, of me, you, and everyone in the world, less consumption of meat only helps your health and the climate change.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Copenhagen, Denmark.
We thank His Excellency Mr. Alberto da Silveira Soares, Ms. Winkler, and all negotiators and leaders who are working to chart our world's best future cause. May we work together to halt climate change through the organic vegan diet and farming practices for the survival and happiness of all.
In a March 2009 video conference with government dignitaries and the public in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more highlighted the exceptional government measures required to address the current crisis of global warming.
I suggest all world leaders and governments to please promote the animal-free lifestyle and quick so that we can save our planet. We have not too much time left. This is no longer even about politics. It's about survival of ourselves and our children. If all governments encourage people toward the healthy animal-free diet, the planet could be saved in no time. And the activities that are good for our earth can also generate livelihoods. We have a shortage of food, so the government can easily support organic vegan farmers and the advancement of other green practices. This will help greatly. The government must make a priority, saving the planet. Organic vegan farming subsidized.
Save our planet. Mercosur and European Union cooperate on sustainable development. The European Union and Latin American organization Mercosur have signed Economus, a $27 million US cooperation agreement that supports efforts to strengthen sustainable development throughout the Mercosur countries of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay. With an $18 million US grant from the European Union and $9 million US provided by Mercosur, Economus will promote sustainable endeavors as well as enhance environmental and public health. A big green salute, European Union and Mercosur members, for your eco-accord. May your cooperation be graced with outcomes of abundant harmony with nature for the benefit of all inhabitants throughout your lands.
Save our planet. a climate adaptation project undertaken jointly by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, and Bhutan, results in the successful lowering of Tortormisho Glacial Lake, thus preventing its banks from bursting and preserving the safety of residents.
Save Our Planet. A survey of 115 Australian business, political, academic and community leaders finds climate change poses the greatest risk to the nation's productivity and economy, primarily due to water shortages, droughts and bushfires.
Save Our Planet. Local Chinese farmers on the outskirts of Beijing, China, can sell discarded peanut shells and corn stalks to Shengchang Bioenergy for the manufacture of biomass pellets that not only replace coal, but are up to 5 times more energy efficient.
Hello, it's me, Mellow the Manatee. I'm a vegan. Today I'd like to share a household tip. Did you know that you can clean your bathtub with baking soda and vinegar? Just rinse the tub with water first and then sprinkle baking soda around it. Spray with vinegar and let it set for a few minutes. Next, with a wet sponge, scrub the tub. You can add more baking soda if needed. Rinse with water and you will have a sparkling bathtub. Thank you for being veg, going green and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the worldwide weather.
Environmental news, New Zealand allocates $3.3 million to help save treasured trees. The funding will be provided for a 5-year program to safeguard the country's kauri trees, which are being affected by disease originating from the soil. Conservation Minister the Honorable Tim Grosser said the ancient kauri forests are part of New Zealand's heritage and an important part of the ecosystem. The Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry, Biosecurity New Zealand, the Department of Conservation, and 4 regional councils have collaborated since 2008 to assist in protecting these precious evergreens. Our respectful thanks, New Zealand Government, the Honorable Tim Grosser, and participating agencies and councils for your commitment to the well-being of the magnificent kauris. May our regal, oxygen-giving friends have flourishing futures.
In science news, clues of planets have been detected outside the Milky Way. Miss Erin Mentuck and colleagues of the Department of Astronomy and Astrophysics at the University of Toronto in Ontario, Canada, analyzed light wavelength data from the Gemini Deep Deep Survey of 88 very distant galaxies. They found 2 wavelengths, a short one indicating bright light from glowing stars, and a long one emanating from the heat of interstellar dust. A third wavelength between the two was also observed, which was thought to originate in circumstellar disks. These are swirling clouds of gas, dust, and rocks that lead to the formation of solar systems. This discovery could demonstrate whether the rate of planet formation has remained consistent over billions of years. What interesting findings, Miss Erin Mentuck and team. We look forward to more fascinating results about our wondrous universe. Up next on Noteworthy News, a United Kingdom Royal Marine brings his faithful canine pal back from Afghanistan. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. More friendly news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, effective news for a conducive world. In animal welfare news, United Kingdom Royal Marine wins prestigious Animal Welfare Award. Sergeant Paul Penny Farthing has been honored with the Pets and People Award by the International Fund for Animal Welfare for his work in Afghanistan. While on duty, he rescued two dogs, brought them to the UK, and adopted them. Furthermore, Sergeant Farthing and his wife Lisa have founded the Nowzad Dogs Charity to promote animal welfare in Afghanistan. Sergeant Farthing has also written a book about his experience entitled One Dog at a Time. Congratulations, Sergeant Paul Penny Farthing, on your well-deserved recognition. Our heartfelt gratitude for the laudable efforts of you, your wife Lisa, and other members of Nowzad Dogs. May all loyal canines have the opportunity to share their warm hearts and generous spirits with a loving family.
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Garay entitled Good Business.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I am watching your program daily. I am interested in being one of Supreme Master Ching Kai's disciples. Please give my regards to her and let me know how I can do that. Thank you, Tahira from Iran.
Lovely Tarana, we're happy that you find Supreme Master Television interesting. Our representative will be in touch with you regarding your wish to learn the Kuan Yin method of meditation. May Allah's grace shine on you and your loved ones.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Loba Anamasi, which means God bless and Diwali. May you be blessed with an abundance of love for all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Delegates from Sudan and Central African Republic agree to further their country's mutual stability and exchange through partnerships in science, technology, and higher education.
South Korean newspapers report that representatives from North and South Korea quietly met last week to repair months of discord and discuss the prospects of holding a larger summit.
With awareness and understanding of autism on the rise, employers worldwide are coming to value the work of people with this condition for their outstanding abilities in jobs that require meticulous accuracy.
Sir Paul McCartney, former Beatles musician and meat-free advocate, narrates a video produced by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, that advises refraining from meat for both cruelty and health reasons.
Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou, Albanian Prime Minister Sali Berisha, and Macedonian Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski meet to discuss their commitment to protecting the shared region of Prespes Lake National Park.
Following rare one-on-one talks between the US and North Korea, both sides report progress, saying that they spoke of the need to resume six-party talks for denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The Australian government has returned ownership and management of the Emily and Jesse Gaps Nature Park to the Aboriginal Eastern Arrernte people, who consider it sacred land and will lease it back to the government for the public to enjoy.
Iran creates a scholarship fund at Kashan University to support the attendance of women who wish to wear headscarves in observance of Islamic hijab dress code.
Researchers at Germany's Max Planck Institute develop a prototype device that they say can rid the skin of bacteria, including the deadly MRSA superbug, through its production of a protective matter known as plasma.
Thanks to the donations from the World Bank, nearly 5,000 financial aid checks are distributed to less fortunate Palestinians living in Gaza Strip and the West Bank.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.